Greetings, my family. Greetings, Idealist One here. Coming at you again. Happy Monday. Monetized Monday to everybody. So let's just get into it. You know, Bitcoin is excelling, and it is gone from last week, Friday, 69. Today is Monday, it is 73. We went over the benchmark. And doing very well. So you hear me promoting this Bitcoin, not because I want to really promote it, but I think that it is a good investment, a smart win, right? And we all need smart wins. So if you got a couple bucks to spare, you know, go look into it, put your money where it's best used. Right along, channel is going, and we are the 1800 mark. We need 150 of you guys to go and subscribe and support the channel. I tell you, smart, we got the link in the bio, and you guys can go there and see also our other channels. Subscribe, you know, support the best way possible, which is word of mouth, but for the most part. Even hitting the subscription button is more active, you know. This is a call to action. We got to get to 2K within the next month, and I really need your support. So guys, if you can help me out in that area, I appreciate it. Yeah, so the world is in chaos, my friend, you know, and now this part kind of hurt, you know, because new news, but it's in the news, and you know, people understand what's going on. That sometimes we have to really look beyond what is in front of us, right? And for me, I take it to God in prayer. You know, say, Haiti, guys, we have to pray for Haiti, guys. Haiti has been going through so many things within the last probably 20 to 50 years. You know what I mean? And right now, there's a coup in Haiti, and the gangs are taking over basically the whole island. People have been told to leave the island if they can. And now it has gone to another level. Video circulating that some of these gangs in Haiti are not normal, you know, and there's a lot of stigma, you know, within the whole context of, you know, Haitians and so on, but now it's even more because them have a video going around basically of a man who is committing the act of cannibalism. And for those who don't know what cannibalism is, it is basically eating human flesh. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. But when I had looked up the video, which you guys can do, you can do search and then the platforms that allow it. You know, really allow it on YouTube and the like, but definitely it's on Instagram and Facebook and whatsoever. Twitter. The man basically eating burning flesh, cooked burning flesh, and you know, it is surprising in a sense because it is something that is not popularized and is not known. We hear about it usually in more parts of the world, but if you know that it is going on in the Western Hemisphere, coming out of a Caribbean country, very disturbing. So with that being said, you know, it is sign of wonder, right, of the coming age that we in now. It's sign of wonder, and is a revelation that, you know, God is on his way. You know, we know say war bring suffering. We know say war bring pain, bring confusion. But you see, when this thing of eating flesh, it got on a different level. Right, a different level. And it is basically principalities and powers working amongst us. You know, you can put two and two together for anybody who knows about the Haitian people. You can put two and two together and I'm not going to. And I tell you this, these signs and wonders. Even when I thought about it, I said basically, them in a war, you know, because it's light and darkness a fight right now. And the leadership didn't appear to leave out that no leadership here. Basically, look like the gangs will step over. So, there's a bunch of lawlessness going on right now. You know, it is not pretty from Jump Street, but this makes it even worse now when you see man like we don't even know the one extent of how far it got. You know, I remember even, you know, what is going on in certain other parts of the world right now, which is mainstream, you know. And a lot of people are talking about it because, you know, for whatever reasons, you can't put two and two together. But can you imagine when food supply cut off and lifeline cut off? And people resort to this type of levity. It is disturbing, you know. And I remember reading it in the scriptures. When, you know, the Israelites, them were disobedient and God put wrath upon them, you know. And, you know, the people then resort to cannibalism. A lot of people don't know that, but it is in the book, it's in the Old Testament. You can look in Kings and you can look in Leviticus. You know, read this, Google it, just put it in. Cannibalism in the Bible. And you come up. And may I tell you, when you read what the scriptures say, all people will eat them picnic. And eat them children, eat them parents eating their children. It is disturbing because the level of mind where you're going to have to eat your children, them, or eat your relatives, it means there is no love in your heart and you rather live because you're afraid to die. Well, you know, it is somewhat comprehensive, but is a lot of it is not, you know, because it's another level of humanity where we don't really understand and we don't really know about. And by the grace of God, hopefully we never have to endure such mental anguish. Yeah, because first of all, you have to really not know God. You know what I mean? Because the Bible says we are created in his image. So if you go eat your brother or eat your sister, you eat God. And if you eat God, you can't, right? You know, if you eat that type of flesh, that a human flesh. So we are in a crisis, a global crisis. And we are seeing signs and wonders that the Lord is coming slowly but surely. You know, and when man make decision, it is not just their decision alone. You understand? It affects the people around us. It affects our community. It affects generations. You know what I'm saying? It affects generations because it's only the grace of God that can deliver you and bring you back to rightful standing with him, you know what I mean? And I see these things you know, happening in the world. You know, it is not the most pleasant side of this social arena, but the truth is it happened, right? War bring suffering, and suffering make people make choice. Pray to God we don't live in those areas or ever become in our area, but we do understand there's casualties in war, and we understand that they bring they have major repercussion. You know what I mean? That was somebody's son, somebody's father, somebody's mother, somebody's brother, somebody's sister. And because of the war, now they bring upon them death, and people them now decide, say, them about eat them for whatever reason, whether it be for, you know, a statement they're trying to make of fear, or whether they're doing it out of hunger. There is no reason for cannibalism. There is no reason other than, you know, it's just madness, straight madness, demonic madness. You know, that is the only reason I could actually think that cannibalism would be an option. Yeah. But also, you know, that is the lower scale. You know, if there's madness on the lower scale, you better believe there's madness on the higher scale. You know what I'm saying? So, Jano, we want our people to be, you know, in right standing with God. You know what I mean? So we continue to pray for their safety. We continue to pray that there'll be a quick resolution in Haiti. And we know the struggles that they are facing right now. I could only imagine, you know, but, you know, order have to be restored at some point. In the meantime, you know, the chaos continue. We keep updating and see where it about go next. Yeah. So guys, you know, me don't bring this broadcast to you because we need to keep aware of what is going on, right? It's all fine and good, you know, other platform, other channel, other platform are doing other things, but we still have to be aware of the current events, and hopefully the solutions to these problems will come about. Right, number one, let us pray about everything as we go forward in this time. Yeah, so this is Italis One. Like, share, and subscribe. All right, check out the link in my page bio and subscribe. And if you see another video come up with the same topic, support it, you know what I'm saying, so that we can stay aware and bring awareness to the community about these issues. You know, and guys, hey, I have some hoodies and I have some shirt in the link and the bio if you would like to support the channel. We're not yet monetized, but we're moving towards monetization, so our proceed will help the channel to grow. And you know, tell a friend, you know what I mean. It is much appreciated. Mega love shout out to all the subscribers them on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you know, who support the channel and who promote the thing. Alright, so mega love shout out again to everybody. Stay aware, and you know, we just keep hard pressing with the grace of God as we move forward in this time. Love. Sweet.